Thank you for inviting me to speak. I thought I would just divide it up into what it was like, what it's like now, and what happened and what it's like now. So, what it was like, I think I don't know if I was born a compulsive overeater, but I think that I grew up in a family that was loving, but I think everybody kind of had their own issues, and we weren't, no one talked about feelings. And I was a really sensitive kid. And I know now I had a lot of anxiety, but I didn't know it at the time. I remember telling my mom, I'm like, I don't know. I'm so worried. And she's like, what are you worried about? And I'm like, I don't know, and she's like, well, then I can't help you, And so I just was. So I reached for something and it was food. I've heard people say before that food is a kid's drug and, it was available to me. So I was a thin kid. I was really active and I think I had one of those crazy kid metabolisms. So it never showed up on me. And then I think, the real binges didn't start until later. But definitely I reached for food and specifically sugar. Just to take the edge off, when I felt sad, when I felt angry, when I felt lonely. And I think I definitely felt lonely in my family, even though it was a loving family. We just didn't talk and communicate. We're four really different people. It started to catch up with me. Well, I would say in college is when I really started restricting more. I learned that, I had more control over what I could eat in college. And so I would start binging or I would overeat and then I would not eat to sort of compensate it. And that worked about as well as you might expect. And so at a certain point, I started using laxatives to kind of speed the process along. And then I also would over-exercise. I also really loved the feeling of control that I got when I would bring very little calories into my body. It was just like a feeling of control that I liked. So, I think, like in my late 20s, early 30s, slowly weight started to come onto my body. I think, oh, and also I'll just say, left to my own devices, I would pretty much just eat sugar. I used to tell everyone in college that I was a vegetarian, which I was, but really it just meant that I ate French fries like exclusively. I was very comfortable not eating food, just eating like, I don't know, toppings and mostly sugar. Like I said, that really didn't catch up with me in terms of weight until like my really late 20s, early 30s. And that's when it was a problem for me. I didn't think it was a problem at all before that. And I'd had people point out to me like, that's what you're eating. Like, that's not food or whatever. And I wasn't, I'm like, yep, that is. So, it just didn't bother me at all. But it did bother me when the weight started to show up on my body. And so then it became this like huge kind of like push pull, just this vicious cycle, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with, of, trying to control it, not being able to control it, and just hating myself and not being able to stop. That went on for a while. I got married. Had a little girl, and I think when my daughter was about 2 years old, it became very clear that my husband, at the time had an issue with alcohol. And, so he started going to, AA. He didn't go very long, but, I went to a meeting with him one time. It was one that you could invite, your family to. And I remember sitting there in the meeting and listening to, some shares and thinking to myself, holy shit, I have the same problem. Just with food. And I did nothing about it. I didn't want to, but I in that moment, I just remember it was like, oh God, I just heard that. They're talking about me. It's just a different substance. So, it just kind of went back and forth and back and forth and, I mean, just trying to really control it with the over-exercising and the laxatives. Also, I felt a great deal of shame because now I had a family and I had the hardest time providing healthy meals or just meals because I didn't really eat meals. And so it kind of hit a so it really hit a kind of a critical point for me in my 30s, like my late 30s, early 40s, you know, it stopped being sustainable. I couldn't just eat sugar and then go try to run for 2 hours on a treadmill. I started to feel like lightheaded and it just wasn't working, right? And I also decided to get my master's degree while working full time and having a kid. That seemed like a really great idea. And towards the end of that program, I really started to lose it. Like I just was binging like crazy. I remember at one point I sent my assistant, I did this all the time actually, sent my assistant across the street to go buy bulk candy. And it didn't even occur to me at the time that that was like inappropriate, ridiculous, weird, all those things. I needed what I needed. And I kept telling myself, as soon as I turn in that final project, then I'm done. I'd start eating normally. And, you know, and of course that didn't happen, right? It didn't happen. So after I graduated, like another 6 months, it just got worse and worse and worse. Like they say, it never gets better. I just kind of spiraled down. And I remember at one point I said to my now ex-husband, I'm like, you know, I think maybe I should try a treatment program. And what I thought he was going to say is, oh, no, you're fine. But instead he goes, I think that's a great idea. And so, I did a program and, I was like, shit, that's not what you were supposed to say. And it was good. It was hard, but it was good. You know, I worked through some things and I really sort of recognized there that I had this total disconnect from my body. And I remember one day they had us do this exercise where we wrote our bodies a letter, you know, telling them how we felt and, you know, all that good stuff. And then our bodies wrote us back, which obviously was us writing back. And it was so, it was such an illuminating moment because my body was like, why do you hate me so much? Like I do everything for you. You know, your heart continues to beat. I let you have a baby. You walk every day. You breathe, you know, you're healthy, you know, for the most part. And, you know, why do you hate me so much? And all you do is you just stuff food in. You're so mean to me. You just stuff food down me. And I'm like, oh, you know, I just had never, and that was a real turning point for me. And then I, you know, started going back to OA at the same time because I really, really needed that. It was one thing to learn things about, you know, what essentially I think we all have is some form of an eating disorder, or that's what I believe. But I really needed to work the steps and I definitely needed to get in touch with my higher power. And growing up, my dad is really smart and he always said that religion is for people that cannot think for themselves. And so I was like, okay, I guess that's what it is, right? And so I always had this sense that there was something out there, you know, just something bigger than me, you know, definitely like connected with like the ocean and nature or whatever, you know, and, but I didn't have a framework for it. And this program really gave me that. And I'm so, so grateful for that because the reality is my higher power was always there. And I call my higher power God. It's just easy. I don't necessarily see my higher power as like, I don't know, a man with a beard and a long flowing robe, but just, you know, and, I'm so, so grateful for that because the reality is I can't control so many things, right? That I was trying to, and it was just, you know, a futile attempt and it pissed other people off and it drove me to the food, you know, every time I couldn't control something. And, I'm so grateful to have that relationship with my higher power today where I can just say, you know, God, I'm giving this up to you, right? I'm in the footwork department. Results are up to you. So I will do my best with all the footwork and, you know, there it goes. And then I can just let go of it. Now, granted, I have to do that sometimes like multiple times a day or multiple times an hour, but it's such a relief to have that, you know, that presence that's so like loving and protective too. And I think back to many, many times when I wanted something so badly and I didn't get it. And, I wasn't mad at God necessarily because I didn't have that relationship, but I wanted what I wanted when I wanted it. And I look back now and I see it wasn't the right time or I wasn't supposed to have it ever. If you went to high school with me, you'd know that for years I was pissed that Shelly got homecoming queen and not me. Right. And, but the reality is, you know, that would have tied me to a small town that I really didn't like anyway, you know, and, I needed to break completely free, but it took me like 25 years to see that, you know, and my higher power knew that all along. So anyway, I will say what it's like today is, it's, you know, not every moment of my life is bliss, but it's a hell of a lot better than when I just struggled in the goddamn food every single day. One of the low points that I think about sometimes is, I had a particular binge food that I liked and, you know, sometimes it would go on sale like 2 for $5. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake, you know, like I'm going to need to stock up, right? You know, the grocery store where I live in the Seattle area. You know, I would walk in, the bakery section would be right there. I'd go get it. I would always, or get two if it was 2 for $5. I mean, that was clearly, you know, I need to get two. I would always tell the checkout person that, like, you know, I was getting it for the office or, you know, my daughter was having a party or whatever, you know, like they care or, you know, even registered that. And then I would go off and eat it. And then later the same day, I would do the same thing again after promising me. And then my lowest point, the one that I think of as my lowest point, because there were many, as I was walking in to do that and I hadn't done it yet. And I told myself it was going to be the last time. And it occurred to me, I could still not do it, but I wasn't going to. I was going to still do it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm telling myself I'm never going to do it again. I haven't even done it yet. There's still time to like not do it. And I'm, you know, I have no intention of not doing it. So anyway, so today is much better. I have a loving higher power and I have all of you. And so many times, my higher power speaks to me through all of you. So I try to go to as many meetings as I can, because again, that's, I really hear my higher power, through all of you. You know, I try my best to just, you know, do the footwork, you know, which is step work as well, and leave the rest up to God. And I've had some not so fun things happen in the last 2 years. I got divorced, not fun. You know, my daughter's, she's 20 and in college, but she struggled with it. And that's been very hard for me. And, you know, thank God for this program, right? Where I can just, you know, I can do what I can do. I can be kind. I can be loving. I can apologize and clean up my shit when I say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, which I did a lot of through that process. But, you know, I was able to recognize it sooner and make amends. And, without this program, it would, I don't know how I would have made it through, honestly, that divorce, with any, level of sanity. I'm not sure it would be possible. And I'll tell you what, for sure, I would have been in the food every minute of the day, every minute. And I didn't have to do that. It didn't feel good. And I felt my feelings. I cried a lot. I was unhappy. You know, I was lonely. I was scared. I was all those things at different times. I was also happy and hopeful, but it was a real relief to actually just walk through that really difficult period of time without using food, you know, which is, I think, probably what lots of people do that maybe aren't in these rooms, or not me anyway. Maybe there are people in these rooms. And that's the other thing I'll just say is I'm grateful for all of you too, because I really found my tribe in my non-program life. Most of my friends were like, just don't eat that. Or why would you do that? Or, okay, here's a diet, or just do this or whatever, you know, or I got a plan for you. And I couldn't stick to it, you know, and I couldn't get them to understand. I'm like, no, I have to do this, you know, or they're like, but you said you weren't doing that. You know, when I'd disappear and say I was going to the store instead, I'd, you know, be eating sugar in my car somewhere. And it's just so, I'm so grateful to have found my people that have that same, you know, relationship, with food that I have had, are working the steps of this program and finding recovery. So, I think that's it, right? That's my 15. Yes. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.